We're kind of wrapping up the glories of the Vrijbhasis, and I think we're on chapter 17, verse 84. Yadeva sachit rasa rupa buddhir vrindavanasta stira jangameshu sadnirvalikam purushastadeva chakanti radha priyasevi rupa. Radha priyasevi. That's nice. If one realizes that the animate and inanimate living entities of Vrindavan are all eternal, full of knowledge and bliss, then only does one obtain the body of a maidservant of Radha and Krishna. Okay, next verse is 96. Radha pati rati kandam Vrindavanam eva jivanam yesham tach charanam bujarenor asham eva mashase. Mashase. Saraswati Pad says, my only wish is to receive the dust from the lotus feet of those whose life and soul is Vrindavan, the place of Krishna's loving pastimes. Jivanam, those Vrindavanam Jivanam. Those personalities whose Jivanam Mardam, Vrindavanam Vasanam, and life or death, I want to live in Vrindavan. Touch Charanam Boja, the lotus feet, the rainer, the dust. Radha Pati Ratikandam. Attachment to the Lord of Radha. Krishna's loving pastimes. So this is again glorifying the dust of the Brijvasis. This is his only wish, to get the dust. And of course, that verse is there in Antilila. It says, Bhakta Paraduli, Bhakta Parajal, Bhakta Uchishta, Teen Mahabal, Avashishta. But that the dust, the water that washes the feet of the bhaktas, and the dust from their feet and their food and remnants, they have great power, Mahabala. If someone contacts those, he can. Next verse says, even a slight contact with these, any of these three, can give one Krishna Prema. So now you take that dust, because Krishna Prema can mean all kinds of varieties of Krishna Prema. If you take that dust, and it's a dust from a bhakta walking in Vrindavan, then that dust becomes surcharged even more with the added input of the Braj Shakti, Leela Shakti. It can even be specified dust, like you might say, you take some object, like, oh, milk sweet. Well, what kind of milk sweet? There are so many varieties of milk sweets. Burfi, sandesh, rubbery, and etc. Rubbery. And then, but then there's different types. So then there's Braja Raj, Charanam Bojareno. There's the dust of the feet of devotees, but there's different levels of devotees, and their feet are contacting different places. When the feet of a devotee, of a great devotee, Mahabhagavat, like Narada Muni, or like Vidura, or some great devotee like Srila Prabhupada, if they go to a place like Delhi or Gurgaon, and they walk into someone's house, then the touch of their feet turns that house into a tirtha. That verse is Tirtha Kurvanti. Swantakstena Gadabrita. Swantakstena Gadabrita. And their Swantakstena, inside their hearts, they're holding Stena Stan. They're keeping Krishna in their hearts. So wherever they go, the dust of their feet is the dust of Krishna's feet. So Krishna's feet are always moving in the holy dham, in the tirtha. So when a devotee moves in someone's house, he walks in someone's house, he blesses it, makes it a tirtha. That's why grihasthas are enjoined by the Shastra to regularly invite devotees into their houses to bless them. So he's saying that this is what I want. So the dust, because the devotees who live in Vrindavan, they're walking in Alila Stalis, they're walking in Seva Kunj. Many devotees, they live in the area of Radha Damodar Mandir, Shamsundar Mandir, near Loy Bazaar. And every day it is their daily practice to walk from their bhajan kutir, then they'll enter Seva Kunj and walk around Seva Kunj, and they go a little further, then they'll go up, take darshan, Banki Vihari, and come back. And on the way back, they'll go to a Dvaitavat, where Madan Mohan, the Prakatstali of Madan Mohan, Madan Gopal is Advaitavat. And they'll circumambulate Advaitavat, and then they'll go to the Vrindavan Prikramarg, take darshan at Jamuna from a distance, and then they'll walk a little further, and they'll go in Imlitala, and they'll circumambulate Imlitala. And then they'll walk further, and they'll go to Sringharvat, Nityanandavat, and they'll go and circumambulate the Nityanandavat, and take the rain or the dust from the transcendental sand there of Brajaraj. There's a little place there. And then they'll take darshan of Gornitai. And then they'll come to Radha Damodar and do four times around the temple. Take darshan of the Govardhan Shila, Radha Damodar, Radha Chalchikan, Radha Ramachandra, Radha Mata. And then they'll go on their kutir. So by doing this parikrama, they're collecting so much dust. So now if you see them, and you touch their feet, you get the dust of Seva Kunj, you get the dust of Banki Vihari Temple, and Imlitala, and Sringharvat, and all Advaitavat, and all these places. So much powerful, so much variety of rasa and blessings. This particular parikrama route I used to do myself when I lived at Radha Damodara. So I go to Banki Vihari to get a garland for Prabhupada every day. Verse 103, chapter 17. Hey tat karanya kunja kati dina swashraya proto radha. Krishangri dwandva gura pratya bhava rasabhya jita darshitushtam. Srimad Vrindavana me nija parama chamatkari rupena sandra. Asyandi ba procholita maduri mai karnevarish astam virastam. The most auspicious land of Vrindavan, which is the source of all compassion and good fortune, kindly allows the exalted devotees to reside in her abode, and she awards them the service of Sri Radha and Krishna. So everything's personal. Vrindavan Devi, Manasi Devi, Sanket Devi, Varsana Devi, Yogamaya Devi, Mahamaya Devi, Devis, everywhere Devis, expansions of Radha. It's one bhajan by Bhaktivinoda Thakur where he says, I think it's in our song book also, he says, Uma and Sachi and Parvati are all different expansions of Radha. He's mentioning the names of all the different Sachi and all the different names of different the demigods' wives, all the different Shaktis, Lakshmi and Uma and this one, that one, Sachi, they're all simply expansions of the original Shakti, Sri Radha. It's a prayer about the glories of Radharani, Bhaktivinoda Thakur. So Brinda Devi, if she's very happy with our, first if she's happy with our Bhakti Bhajan, with our Vaishnava Guru Seva, Krishna Seva, then she may award us residence in her holy dham. And then if we're very well behaved and very surrendered and pure hearted and determined and dedicated, then she may award us the Sakshat Seva Radha and Krishna. Everything comes down from above. As a result, oh, listen, says she kindly allows the exalted devotees to reside in her abode and awards them the service of Sri Radha and Krishna. As a result, these devotees constantly see the wonderful beauty of Sri Vrindavan. See the sequence that one is Vrindadevi. That's why when people are living outside Mumbai or Delhi or something, they're saying, oh, we want to move to Vrindavan. How can we get to Vrindavan? How can we get an opportunity to live in Vrindavan? And how do we answer that? We say you get some tulsi plant and you worship very nicely with lots of devotion and tender loving care, proper lighting, proper water, proper soil. That's part of tender loving care. Turn the pot around so she grows evenly. Don't just leave her in one place in the sun. Rotate the pot. You have her in one place in your windowsill or whatever. Rotate the pot so she gets sun on all sides and grows nicely. And then in the winter you cover her so she doesn't get this too much wet air at nighttime. You bring her inside or put her out in the sun in the morning and take her inside. And we were staying one place in Vrindavan, and we had in some flat, and we had Tulsi. So in the night she was there next to Thakurji, and we chant rounds. Then every morning we take her out, put her in the sunshine on the veranda, and then rotate her during the day. This is called tender loving care, seva. So that's just the basic seva. And then of course we offer prayers to Tulsi, and then the first at Vrindadevi, we worship Vrindadevi very nicely outside of Vrindavan, praying for Brajavas. Radha Krishna Seva Pav E Abhilash. My only Abhilash is Radha Krishna Seva. And where do I want to serve Radha Krishna? More Abhilash Vilas Kanjidya Vas. So first the Sadaki prays, I'm nowhere. I'm serving my senses. I'm serving my dog. My dog. Who are my dogs? I'm serving five dogs. Everyone has five dogs. The dog eyes and dog tongue. Let's say 10 dogs. Yes. Everyone has a family of 10 dogs. Right? The Panch Gyanendriya and Panch Karmendriya. These are the 10 dogs. Everyone's a master of 10 dogs. Our dog-like tongues, our dog-like genitals, our dog-like bellies, our dog-like hands, our dog-like legs. Our dog-like eyes, mouth, nose, etc. They're all barking like dogs. How, how? Listen to me. How, how? How, how? Seva. Give me bone. Give me seva. The dancing. Then when we surrender to those 10 dogs over 10 senses, then we become a one big dancing dog in the hands of Maya. That verse is there in Bhagavatam. Dancing dog in the hands of Maya. So these dogs are demanding. So then first thing we pray to Vrindadevi is, please give me the service of Radha and Krishna. Radha Krishna Seva Pabo E Abhilash. This is my Abhilash. This is my Abhilash. My Asha, my Abhilash. My concentrated desire is to serve Radha and Krishna. And then Vrindadevi says, okay, where? In Delhi? Noida? Bombay? Moscow? Ukraine? Where? More e Abhilash. Vilas kunji dio vas. Brajavilas. Brajavilas kunj. Kunjas. Vilas kunjas are in Vrindavan. There's no Vilas kunjas in. They may name some apartment house in Noida. Vilas kunj. Vilas kunj. And the only thing that's going on there is Ahara Nidra Maitun Bhayam. Eating, mating, sleeping, and defending your so-called vilas, bhog vilas apartments. They may call them brajavilas apartments, but actually bhog vilas. pastimes of forgetfulness of Krishna and enjoyment of the senses. So then we pray to Vrindadevi, please give me this brajavilas vas. Residence in Vrindavan. So then, if she's very happy with our puja and all our moods and everything I mentioned, then she says, yes, come to Vrindavan. Now live in Vrindavan. Acha, now I'm here. Now what? So that's the second installment of her mercy. And then she will give a special mercy. She will allow the devotees that are living here to see the wonderful beauty of Vrindavan. Says here they will see that they will have darshan of the wonderful beauty of Vrindavan. What's the Sanskrit for that? Karunya kunja kadidina kalita swarashaya prarada krishangri dwanda guda. That's very sacred, heavy rasa. Then it says Shrimad the nija parama chamatkari rupena sandra. That Chamatkari Rupena Chandra means a concentrated form of wonder. Chamatkari, that concentrated form of wonder. Nija Parama, which is her own, which is actually her own transcendental form, Srimad Vrindavan. Srimad Vrindavan, which is a Nija Parama, Nija means her own. That actual Vrindavan, that real Vrindavan, the transcendental Vrindavan, Srimad Vrindavan, may Nija Parama. It's my, Vrindadevi is speaking in this verse, she says, my Nija Parama. It's my own topmost transcendental form, not you're seeing. There's so many forms of Vrindavan we're seeing. The Mayak Vrindavan, the imaginary Vrindavan, the wannabe Vrindavan. I wish it was Vrindavan. The past Vrindavan, the future, the material Vrindavan, so many levels of Vrindavan. But may Nicha Parama, Srimad, see my own transcendental form, topmost transcendental form. What is that? Chamatkar Rupena. Chamatkar Rupena Sandra. Rupa Sandra means it's constant, it's most clarified, condensed, and concentrated form of wonder. That form is so wondrous. And that's what makes it beautiful. What makes it beautiful? Because when Vrindadevi removes the veil covering the Dhamma, removes the Mahamaya, then you see the beauty of Vrindavan. What is the beauty of Vrindavan? The Prakat Leela of Radha and Krishna's Astakali Leela. That is a wondrous beauty of Vrindavan. That's what she says. As a result, these devotees constantly see the wonderful beauty of Vrindavan. That means 24 hours a day they're having darshan, sakshatkara, vastakala yulila. And this is chamatkar, this is adbhutam, it's amazing, it's wondrous, it's magical, it's enchanting. Moment to moment, hour to hour, I'm seeing nishant lila, pratak lila, madhyan lila, purvan lila, and shayan lila, and pradosh lila, nisha lila. It's an endless transcendental movie of nectar and bliss, charm, sweetness, and beauty. And I'm watching it. I'm in it. I'm serving. I'm moving there. I'm there in my Siddhadeya, my Guru Sakhi in a Siddhadeya. This is the beauty of Vrindavan. This is what they say, the pure devotees, Premanjana Charita Bhakti Vilochanena, with that eye of love they can see Krishna. If you see Krishna, then you see his associates. You see Radha. And you see Krishna, then he's standing somewhere. He's not existing in a cyberspace. Cyberspace Dham. Krishna is existing in Braja Dham. Vrindavan Dham Aki. So this is all Vrindadevi's treats that she's giving here. May such a current of transcendental mellows, the pastimes of Sri Radha and Krishna, and the sweet glories of Vrindavan constantly manifest within my heart. Well, that's what he's saying. Karna in my ears. I want to hear the glories and I want to see the glories. Avirashtam. Avirashtam, like Avirbhav, manifest, appear. Karna in my ear. Like, you know that Kshatriya name Karna, right? Born from the ear. Madhuri Ma. Radhakun Mahima Madhuri. Right, so Mahima Madhuri or Madhuri Ma, it's the same. The glories, Ma of Madhuri, the sweet glories of Vrindavan should manifest in my ears. I mean, I always hear about the sweet glories of Vrindavan, like we're hearing now. It's manifesting in our ears. Right now, coming at you. Listen up. What's up? Vrindavan's up. That's up. Get up. Move out. Drop in. Tune in. Vrajavaski Jai. Now that concludes our discussion of Brijbasis. Various selected verses from Vrindavan Mahimamrita. Now we're going to a new section here. 11 subcategories, from different chapters rather. This category is called the Kaleidoscope Collection of the Glories of Vrindavan. Vrindavan Mahima Sangraha, a collection of glories of Vrindavan. This is the title I've given it. Chapter 1, verse 7. Pradanchat Pika Panchamam Pravilasad Vamshi Susangitakam Saka Kanda Shikandi Tandava Kalam Prolasi Vali Drumam Brajan Manju Nikunjam Kaga Kulaish Chitram Vichitram Rigair Nana Divya Sarasarit Giri Varam Jayami Vrindavanam. Nana Divya, various transcendental categories, Sara, the essence of various transcendental categories, Sarat, the essence of the essence. Nana Divyat Sarasarit Girivaram Jayami Vrindavanam. Girivaram Jayami Vrindavanam. I, Dhyanam, I meditate on that land of Vrindavan in which birds like cuckoos, you say coil, sing sweet songs in the fifth note. Yes? Something like that. The land of Vrindavan, where the enchanting sound of Krishna's flute satisfies the ears of the Brijvasis. Vrindavan, where the peacocks make sweet sounds and dance wildly on the branches of the trees. Vrindavan, where the creepers and the trees are bending with fruits. Vrindavan, where beautiful groves are situated. Vrindavan is full of various kinds of birds, animals, lakes, rivers, and mountains. Girivaram, various, divya. Various, Sara means lakes actually. Nana means varieties of transcendental lakes and Giri mountains. And animals, mriga, animals, all these, mriga means in the first line, vichitram, chitram, vichitram. All kinds of various variegated animals and birds. So this is the glorious glories of Vrindavan. The beauty, the variety, the beauty, the sounds, pleasing sights and sounds, sights for the eyes, sounds for the ears, feelings for the heart, sensations for the touch, thoughts for the mind, leelas for the mind. This is Vrindavan, full sensual immersion. All the senses can become immersed in the variegated sweetness and variety of Brajadam to such an extent that one won't want to go anywhere else to see anything or do anything. Oh, let's go to Nainital. Let's go to Kulu Valley for the summer and chill out. I just read a quotation, and my Prabhupada was in a purport of, I think maybe CC, I was doing some research. And he said, Chaitanya Charitamrita, maybe Madhya Leela chapter 14 or so. Lord Chaitanya is ecstatic dancing in the mood of Radharani Kurukshetra. He's dancing in Jagannath's cart, bringing him to Vrindavan or Gundicha from the temple which represents Kurukshetra for Lord Chaitanya in Radha Bhav. And so there's so many ecstasies of Radharani there in the verses he's speaking. Mahaprabhu, sometimes collapsing on the ground, and then with his fingers he starts drawing lines in the ground, and Surabhadamadhar is afraid that Mahaprabhu is going to hurt his finger or break his finger, so he stops him and starts reciting songs to create a mood of bhava and to enhance his bhava and pacify and mollify him, mollify Mahaprabhu. But no, one of the purports there, Prabhupada said that it's interesting because many times when I read the purports, because Prabhupada is saying, using terms like pure devotees are like this and pure devotees are like that, but it sounds like I can't help because he's my guru, he's my father, he's my guru, he's my beginning and everything, middle and everything in my life. He is my life. And he created my life and made my life and sustained my life. My guru. My guru created my life. My guru maintains my life. My guru sustains my life. My guru is my life after life after life. It's my guru. And when he says things like this, what I'll say, I can't help but think, and it hits me like what they say, a thunderbolt or lightning bolt, very forcefully hits me, and I can't be convinced any other way that many, many times when he's speaking about pure devotees, he's speaking right from his own heart about himself. But out of his own humility, he doesn't say I, and me or I, as pure devotees. Those other entities are known as pure devotees. I'm not, it's not me, I'm not one of those. Now, the reader can conclude that. Well, Prabhupada's talking about some entity, some special person is called the pure devotees, and I know that's not me. I know I'm not, I'm, I have to put an I am in front of pure. I am, not I am pure, but impure. pure devotee, I am. Right, the letter I am. You might say, oh, it means I am pure. No, I didn't say I am pure. I said I am. I am pure means impure. Impure aspiring devotees, they think like this. Kamani kanak pratishta. Where's the women? Where's the money? Where's the fame and name? And I'm the best, and I'm the biggest, and I'm the greatest. Look at me, hear me now, watch me. Impure. But impure should become I am pure. Of course, we'll never say that. Srinada Pisu Nichena. But in this particular purport, Prabhupada is saying, pure devotees never want to leave Vrindavan. Pure devotees never want to leave Vrindavan. But for Krishna's business, you can look it up in your folio. For Krishna's business, they sometimes leave the dham for Krishna's business, not to go to Kulo to chill out for the summer. That's not Krishna's business. That's sense enjoyment. Generally, it would be thought of that way. When Prabhupada said that, I was thinking, yes, pure devotees love to live in Vrindavan. That's Prabhupada living in Sevakunj and Radha Damodar Mandir. That's his mood and feeling. He was living there with Radha Damodar and the service of Rupa Mandri and Vilas Mandri, Jiva Goswami and Rupa Goswami. But somehow he had Krishna's business. His guru gave him some business to execute on for the pleasure of Krishna. So then to establish that business and expand that business around the world. Then what is the business? What's the name of the business? The International Society for Krishna Consciousness. The business is love of God. The business is Vishram Purna Sukhayate. Prabhupada said the whole world is suffering. The whole world is unhappy. And the business of devotees is to make people happy. And the business of our society is to make the whole world happy in Krishna consciousness. That's the real welfare worker. Not going to the ghettos of Calcutta and helping a few bums and getting a Nobel Peace Prize. The greatest peace workers and the greatest welfare workers never get recognized. Swavid varahusta karyai samstita parasham pashu. There's a recognition. They recognize their own kind. Dogs recognize dogs. Pigs recognize pigs. Asses recognize asses. But we know, and Krishna knows, and God knows, that the real welfare worker of this entire century, entire world, and the real peacemaker of this entire century, entire world, and the real happy maker, peacemaker, happy maker of this entire world and century is none other than Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. The facts stand for themselves. But who's recognizing? God's recognizing. We're recognizing. But the Nobel Peace Committee, the Prize Committee, the Pulitzer Prize, the Nobel Prize, the Padma Shri Award, or so many awards and prestigious things are given out. Nothing. The unsung hero of the war, the battle against Maya. Prabhupada is the unsung hero. That means no fame, but he's the real hero, the commander-in-chief of Gauranga's army, the Senapati Bhakta. Okay. Prabhupada is Senapati Bhakta. Senapati means commander-in-chief of the four allied forces. Commander-in-chief of the allied forces, marching forth, taking over Berlin. So Prabhupada is that Senapati Bhakta. I went around the world spreading love of God. Let's turn to verse 18 in the same chapter. Vapikup taraga kotibiraho divyamrita bir yutam divyodyat falapushpa vatikam anantascharya validrumam divyanta patan mrigam vana bhuvam shubabir atyadbutam divyaneka nikunja manjulataram deyami vrindavanam manjulata. Manju lata. Lata means creeper. Manju means charming, gentle, soft. Nikunja manju lataram dayami vrindavanam. I've meditated on those divyaneka nikunjas, those transcendental kunjas, nikunjas that are encircled with beautiful, charming creepers. Vapikupa taraga kotibir. Millions of lakes and wells and reservoirs. Divyamrita Tabir, Yutam. There's oceans of transcendental nectar. Divyudyat, phala. There's transcendentally effulgent udyat, flowers and fruits. Vatikam, beautiful gardens. Vatikam. Ananta, unlimited gardens. And ascharya. Ascharya means, it's almost like chamatkara. Ascharya means astonishing. So astonishing, unlimited gardens. Drumam, valiant, and more trees, and divinanta, endless transcendental animals. I meditate on Sri Vrindavan, Dhyan Vrindavan, Dhyayami Vrindavan, Dhyan Ami Vrindavan, which is full of reservoirs of transcendental water, lakes, wells, fountains, decorated with divine fruit and flower gardens, surrounded by unlimited wonderful trees and creepers, inhabited by innumerable divine animals, which is illuminated by the enchanting beauty of the land and forest, and which is decorated with countless lovely, divine lovely groves. Manju, Nikunja Manju Lataram. So this is, Manju is translated as lovely, charming, lovely. So on that lovely note, we'll close the class.